Shaq is fine. You're talking about the Corey? Shane does have a sprained MCL. That is correct. I think that's been reported. But we, you know, we're hoping that this is a short-term deal. It looks like it's got an excellent chance to be. So I would just say that we think he's lucky, and it will be, you know, day-to-day right now. He's going to miss a little bit of time, but hopefully it's not going to be too much. Who else? Emmanuel, you know, I think Emmanuel's going to be fine. I mean, he's sore today, came out of the game very sore. He's had a couple of issues like this before, is my understanding that Greek has told me in college and a couple in pro ball. But my expectations with the off week that you will see him back when we get, you know, when he comes back when we start our preparation for Green Bay.
So
did
Ray's case get an MRI confirmed, no ACL issue?
All I know is a sprain is all I know, is MCL sprain is all I know.
Corey
kind of got an ankle and a knee type of thing, but we feel fortunate with him too. Going to work him through the week, and we're hoping that next week he's back at it. So we'll see. He's kind of, I would say, he's day to day if we were playing this week. I would say a bruised shoulder. You know, the way it's been described to me. So, and like I said, he's had this issue before, so I think he knows what he's dealing with. But the expectations are that he's going to be okay. Do they get to stay in? Yes, anybody who is injured that they can't play, they need to stay for treatment. So it'll be a good topic. But, yeah, we've got – now we're nicked up. You know, I think I said to you last night, Jeff, leaving. I mean, we're banged up and, you know, a lot of people landing on the line. You know, we had some guys, you know, playing beat up and some guys out. And, you know, we limped out of there, but we found a way to get out of there with the win. And this will be an important week for us to get some guys healthy. I think he was fine. I think he came out of the game okay. I know he had the one play. He got a pretty tough tackle on, but he's feeling good today. And, you know, if we're back at it today, working out today, I mean, he'd be fine.
When you look at the film, he had a couple of those drops.
Yeah.
In the game. How do you correct something like that?
You know, I mean, he'll correct those things. I mean, he's a hard worker. He's hard on himself. You know, the one play there is a, you know, big glaring one because it could have probably got us pretty close to field goal range in regulation. But, you know, he was targeted 17 times yesterday, so he gets a chance to make a lot of plays, and we count on him. And, you know, when he doesn't make a play, I know he's hard on himself. I know he'll bounce back. So, you know, we got great expectations for him, but nobody's harder on himself than he is.
The offensive line didn't give up for a sack Sunday.
Yeah.
Kind of what you kind of see from their performance?
Well, I think that's the best we played this year. Up front, I saw vast improvement. I was, various players were played a lot of people. Max played a lot in the game. Liked what I saw from him. Plumbus continues to give Ryan a break, but and Schofield continues to grow. So I'm encouraged by how we played. That was a big positive coming out of the game. We haven't arrived by any means, but that was a big step forward, and I'm excited about what they can become if we'll just stay the course and keep going. I don't know. I, you know, hopefully Ty's ready to go and he's back full speed and we'll go from there. So we'll see.
Coach, Mark Flores suggested that you just blow it all up and just do whatever suits Peyton the best at this point, and that gives you guys the best chance. You said that you've got to meet somewhere in the middle. I'm sure you're not going to blow it all up. But
well, first off, I'm going to do what I think we're doing is best for the quarterback. I would never do anything that I don't think is best for the quarterback. So that's my plan every day I go to work. So we improved. We did a lot of good things yesterday. We moved the ball. And, you know, we need to continue to make that improvement. We had 200-yard receivers. We had a 100-yard rusher. Those are good things. Those are positive things. And we need to protect the ball better. And between he and I, we've got to do a better job of that.
Gary, you both are making adjustments. How is his decision-making been now that this is over the first six games?
Well, I mean, he's got some decisions I know he'd like to have back. I mean, when you're the quarterback, you're the guy pulling the trigger all the time. So, and we know we have to improve in the turnover department. And as a coach, you know, you always look at it and say, okay, are we doing something on that route maybe that I shouldn't be asking him to do? Or, you know, those types. So that's how you look at things. But, I mean, there's no skating around the fact that we're turning the ball over too much. And he and I have got to get that improved, and we will. And, you know, it's important for our team.
Understandable, but on the other side of the bye, you have to get maybe Cody and Benny and Bubba a little more.
Yeah, Bubba got involved a little bit yesterday. Benny has been getting involved. Cody had missed some time. Came in and played yesterday. He played well, actually blocked really well, didn't get the ball coming his way. The player talking about, they bluffed us. They went to a three-man rush, dropped eight, and they loaded up the coverage. And really, we had no play to make there. So sometimes you just got to say, hey, there's nothing, no play to make, and we may have to punt the ball and play defense. So, that's I think that's the play you're talking about. So, yeah. Well, I think that's his nature. I mean, he's he tries to make every play because he's so smart and has done it for so many years. And sometimes you call a route and they got the perfect coverage for it. So those are things you got to work through. But and it's also me having him in comfortable routes that he's repped and done from a continuous standpoint. So like I continue to say, that's something. That's how I look at myself to make sure I'm putting him in as many comfortable situations as I can. Yeah, he played more yesterday, Mike, and that's a natural move up. The other thing that we've talked about, we like Kenny. We think Kenny's back healthy, and Kenny has the ability to not only play inside but to go line up on the edge and, do some of the things we do at the outside linebacker position. So, with Shane missing some time, we still got our four, but Kenny gives us some versatility on game day. No. Coaching this league is stressful all the time, it doesn't matter. It's, but it's hard to win in this league, and I appreciate that. I've been doing it a long time, and so it's very hard to win in this league. And like I told the team today, we got as many wins as we can have after 6 weeks, but are we as good as we can be? No. And we understand that, and we're going to keep working and try to get a lot of work done here mentally over the course of this week, get some guys healthy, and then we know we got obviously a big test in a couple of weeks.
When you looked at the practice video from last year when you first got the job, did you see what Barrett could be, or is he?
Oh, it'd be easy for me to say right now. No. I think everybody knew they had a guy that was a surprise, who had done a lot of good things that they thought could be a good player. And then when we got into the, the mini camp and stuff, he just kept showing up. And God, it's fun to watch stuff like that. It's fun to watch those guys become pros and just gain confidence. And this guy gets his hands on the ball. Not only the turnover that he knocks loose, but he had another one. He tips the quarterback's hand, had a chance for an interception there. So it's just, as coaches, and I know other players too, watching their buddies become players like he has. He's our defensive player of the game this week. It's fun for everybody to see.
A few more for the coach.
I hope we don't know. I hope he just keeps coming. He's going to get great opportunity here. Of course, DeMarcus, we're hoping, is back here when we get back to work and for Green Bay. But he's earned the right to go on the field. It's kind of like Ronnie. Ronnie's earned the right to go out on the field more and touch a ball. So, one thing about this league, if you ever step out there and do it, they can't take it away from you. You keep doing it. Oh, a great deal. I love running tight end type offenses, two tights, three tights, and those type of things. So, how we're built right now is a lot different. So we're having to adjust to that. But, we'll see. We'll see where we go. Owen, like I said, Owen should be fine. But he would have been nice to have. So future-wise, that'll be a good thing.
Coach, what's the missing ingredient in the red zone, finishing the red zone?
I think we got to do better as coaches right now. Me looking scheme-wise, getting our guys in the best position to make some plays. We can run the ball better down there. Sure, help us, So that's what we're going to take a hard look at this week, and we just got to do things better.
Last one, Ken. Ronnie looked like you ran the ball pretty well yesterday, and CJ on that last drive. What was able to get you guys to run the ball more effectively?
Well, we committed to it. I think we stayed fairly committed to it from a balance standpoint. It wasn't really good early, to be honest with you, and then we had a couple of pop out runs, especially there late in the second quarter. Ronnie just keeps plugging. He's got some speed when we're right and things are right to get the ball to the edge and do some good things. So I think it was a little bit of a commitment and a lot better play up front.
Are you going to keep Capri through the
bye? We'll have to address, we're looking at how we are physically and what's going on with Juwan and those type of things. So we'll see. I'm not sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.